I am Bamps, and I am your storyteller, and I am joined by my wonderful cast.
I'm Jupiter, and I play Missy, the forever teen misunderstood emo Malkavian.
Hi, I'm Oz. I play Arthur Subchak, the Nosferatu.
I'm Tom, and I play Jimmy, the best Toreador from the 80s.
And hi, I'm Super Cookie. I am playing Coco.
We open up on the cityscape with a small bit of text in the bottom that says, approximately 6 months later. And Missy, how have these past couple of months been treating you as we go from the drama and intrigue of our last couple of recordings to tonight, where you have decided to go and confront is the wrong word, but talk to the prince? Because there are some things that have been on your mind for a little while.
Yes, I think Missy's, ever since that premonition, I don't think she's talked about it with anyone else. I think, you know, her in her own head with everyone else in her head is talking about it and trying to consider what to do with it. And I think after a couple months of sitting on that, she's decided, you know, like, well, the prince was so helpful. Maybe the prince will be helpful here, and this will make more sense. Because maybe this prince doesn't talk in riddles. So I think she did decide to go and talk to the prince about what she saw and just figure out what it means.
Where do you seek this audience out?
Oh, probably like when she does the herald report, she'll just ask. So it'll be at the where she usually meets the prince. It won't be anything different or special. I don't think she thinks she could request the prince to meet her somewhere else. I think she feels she's lower rung, and so she has to meet the prince where they're at.
It is real hard to be higher rung than the prince.
Exactly. I know my lane, and I'm sticking in it.
Good. Good. That is the best way to be in kindred society, is stay in your fucking lane. Because if you don't, I might have to hit you with the lawnmower. So you deliver your normal reporting things that you report on. Mm-hmm. Your status quo, I guess, would be with what's up with the city. As she takes down the notes from your report that she normally does, the things that she will do her business on later, she looks up at you as you are not to put words in your mouth, but I guess finding the moment to propose these questions that you have.
Yes. It's very clear that Missy wants to say something, and she's just kind of waiting for the right time to do it. And when the prince looks up and sees that, I think at that point Missy realizes, I have to say something because I look like an idiot right now. So she'll just say, if I could just have a bit more of your time to discuss something of a personal nature.
She puts down her pencil that she was using to take notes and leans when she leans back in her chair, she says, is this about this person you wanted to embrace again?
Oh, no. You gave me your answer on that. I would never ask again. No. No, it's so I think she's afraid to say it to the prince, but she'll eventually kind of in a rush just have it all come out together. I see things, and I saw something, and you were in it, and you and I talked in it, but you talked in riddles, and so I was hoping that if I talked to you, maybe it would make more sense, and I could understand it better. And I realized that all might sound really weird, but trust me, please trust me, this I need some answers.
Give me, I'm thinking either composure or resolve to, like, portray your calmness and maybe something else that is socially aware. I want to see how well this goes over.
So etiquette and resolve?
That'll work for me.
Okay.
Two successes, a fairly standard success, so... Missy is clearly nervous, but you're able to get your point and your question across. The prince does look at you and doesn't interrupt you as you get all of this out. And then she says, I'm aware that your clan is well-versed in the Auspex discipline, and those practitioners can come with supernatural visions, premonitions, things that I personally don't always put a lot of stock in, not without personal, what's the words, not on face value by themselves. It's curious that I showed up in one such premonition, but she motions to the room. I am the prince of the city. There is a great number of symbolic manifestations that can take.
Well, in this one, we were gardening and we were pulling weeds up where the roots look like people, but they were all dried up and shriveled. And then you explained to me that the weeds choked the flowers. And then when I pulled one of the flower roots up, it looked like a person I know. But they weren't dried up or anything. They looked normal. I mean, granted, they were a root to a flower. But, you know, in that instance, as normal as it could be, that's what they look like. And I replanted it, so don't worry. But I kept asking, how do you know if somebody's a weed or a flower? And you responded that it takes time. And that you started working on this garden years ago. And so you've learned over time, and I was wondering, how did you learn?
That seems like a fairly straightforward metaphor. You know that I do not speak in riddles, especially when it comes to my city, and in the time that you have been working in service to the city, I have been nothing but appreciative for the work that you have done. You are in no small part. You've played no small part in helping to keep the city as smoothly running as any city really could be. Barring what happened with Baron Walton, anything we seek to learn, anything we seek to do, takes time, effort, trial, error, all of those things. I've been kindred for near on 100 years. And prince for 25 or so. There were a lot of things, especially as a Ventru, that you have to learn before they truly let you interact with the greater city on a whole, before they release you from your accounting and let you out on your own recognizance. My sire especially. He was a right prick.
Well, my sire wasn't much better. I mean, and she'll kind of indicate herself. I'm like, well, I mean, from what I've learned since my embrace, it shouldn't have happened. And it was a problem. But she didn't stick around to help me in any way. So, I mean, I understand having a bad sire. Yes, I understand that.
Rosemary was a... No, let me speak that over. All of the members of the Clan of the Moon have their own unique aspects that they struggle with on a night-to-night basis. Many of Rosemary's issues were hers before her embrace, though I did not know her before then.
I think Missy will look kind of shocked. Like, you knew my sire?
Yes. We have a great many kindred that have come and gone from the city.
She won't be able to look the prince in the eye when she asks this, but looking down, she'll say, why didn't the Camarilla punish her for what she did?
I am sure you have noticed, but she is not in the city.
She'll go to make a comment back at that, a little snarky, but I think before the words come out, she'll realize where she's at and she'll shut her mouth.
I feel like in this situation, what's your insight? It is up to you. You've had probably over a year now of working for the prince, working with her directly. And then the things you know from what you learned in the premonition and all of that stuff. It has been a significant amount of time since she has done anything that would be like biting your head off for things that you have said, mm-hmm. or anything along those lines. So Missy is welcome to to keep her mouth shut.
Yeah, no, she will be punished if she says this. Like, it was the first thing that popped into my head.
Well, now I want to know.
I Missy wanted to say, well, you do know many kindred. Like, you know people. Can't you find her? Like, you. But I don't want to throw something that she just said back in her face and say, well, you're not, you know, you're not, you didn't care. You didn't do anything. Because if you really cared, you'd have found her, you know. But yeah, she's not going to get into that because she knows that's going to end up bad for her. She's not that dumb. She's streetwise.
She's gotten smacked in the mouth for back talking a few times beforehand. Yep. Before her kindred life. But,
she knows, again, stay in your lane. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
She'll see
she'll see you biting back whatever it is you were considering saying. And she'll say, it is not, just as I would not want somebody to come into my city from outside, and just as I would not want somebody to come into my city from outside and disrupt the status quo, I would not want someone from here to go to another city and disrupt over there. That prince runs their city how they will, and at the same time, I run my city how I would like to have it run.
Missy will nod and say, of course, completely understand.
Now, if she were to ever step back inside of Springfield, that's a different story. It's a much more complicated story, but alas, here we are.
I think this next comment Missy couldn't restrain. She'll just blurt out, if she ever steps back into the city, Missy will respond with, if she steps back in the city, I'll put a stake in her.
The prince just looks at you and waits to see what you will say about your own statement.
Missy's standing there looking her dead in the eye, chin up. She's not being meek about this. She's serious. This will happen.
She picks up her pencil and makes a note.
It's bad when they make notes. After a pause, and after she writes that little note down, Nisio kind of back down a little bit. She won't have that, you know, like, where she was, you know, ready to square up and defend this statement. She'll kind of relax her posture a bit. And she'll look at the prince again. And I have one last question, and then I will leave you for your evening.
She remains silent as she looks at you as if to say, go on.
She'll take a couple of deep breaths. What are the Bahari?
You can roll me a wits and insight here if you want. Reset your willpower and your hunger to one before you do that.
My willpower is at 5, and I believe that's its max. And my hunger funk is at 1.
Cool.
Okay, and wits and awareness.
Insight.
Oh, insight and awareness. No, insight and wits, derp.
And I'll give you 2 extra dice. 1 for having worked closely with the prince, and 1 for everything else that you know based upon what has been told to you by Art, Terrence, and your premonition.
Okay. 2 extra die.
Would you like to spend any willpower?
Sure, let's spend it.
Ooh, hey. Boy howdy. 6 successes. In the interest of radio, we will quickly run through some of the bullet points that she tells you. Mm-hmm. She will tell you about the supposed alternate creation myth that Lilith was Adam's first wife. The whole kicked out from Eden thing, then the Cain and Abel thing, and then the when Cain was cursed to become the first vampire, Lilith was the one that taught him how to vampire, and how it is believed that it was in fact Lilith who was the first vampire and not Cain. But, and she'll get a little personal, that in the olden days, not like the biblical olden days, but like the, 500 to 1,000 years ago olden days, men in power could not stomach the idea of a woman being an equal. So it is very quickly how the lore and the history of vampires became that Cain was the first vampire, because it couldn't possibly have been a woman. And that did not make sense to their uncultured minds. With 6 successes on your insight roll, there is no doubt in your mind that, first of all, the prince believes all of this. The whole idea of the Lilith creation myth, all of that stuff, that she is a Bahari. You don't know enough about their structure to determine whether or not she's like the head priestess or whatever, but from what you saw from your vision, that's probably your belief. Because, like, first of all, she's the prince. Second of all, she was like the head gardener in your vision. All of that good stuff. Are there things that you would like to know as she talks about the Bahari history in general? She's not going super in depth. She doesn't want to appear as a scholar, and you can see that she knows more than what she's letting on, but she doesn't want to, like, she's keeping it a little close to the vest there.
Missy will listen, and then at the appropriate spot will say, well, they started on the other side of the world. Are they here in the U.S.? In the city?
Possible. It's probable. There are... She'll lean forward on her desk a little bit. Do you know the difference between a cult and a religion?
No, I kind of think they're all the same.
It's just popularity. Once more
How so?
Well, when you have a religion, like there are many mortal religions in the world that have existed for centuries, for millennia. Well, when you have them that have been so spread across the world, they are referred to as religions because there are so many people that practice. But then you have something like Scientology, and she'll begin to name a different things, like how Charles Manson had all of those followers, or the fruit punch incident in
Jim
Texas,
Jones.
I think. Yeah.
Jim Jones was in South. No. Yeah, South America.
Why was I thinking it was in the U.S.?
It wasn't in the U.S., no.
Oh. But she'll mention a couple of those different things that are referred to as cults in the common parlance. If you were to ask them about their beliefs, they would have very similar ideas if you took out all of the details as many of the modern religions. They just weren't as popular. They didn't have as many people involved. So, is it possible that there are Bahari, Lilins, those who worship Lilith and are kindred in the States? It would be silly to think that there were not. But for the most part, the Book of Nod and kindred dogma paints the picture of Cain as the first vampire and he being where all of the different clans, their banes, and everything along those lines comes from. Why this sudden fascination with kindred religions?
Well, the place I saw was nice. It seemed happy. There was sunshine, green grass. And I sat and gardened, and it felt nice. And I learned I was a flower, and I don't want to be choked out by any weeds. Wanted to figure out how to spot the weeds.
You've brought me a great deal of information over the past year of working for me. Some of that, would you believe, that has resulted in the uprooting of some weeds, as you call them.
Okay, so just keep doing what I'm doing and I'm good. Ignore this vision as, you know, just one more in a long line of crazy things that don't mean anything.
I will leave you with two pieces of conflicting advice. One is the story of Cassandra. She was an oracle in ancient Greece that was cursed. She would have visions of the future, but as part of her curse by the gods at the time is that no one would ever believe her. So she would see all of these great tragedies that would be befalling what was her world at that time. But when she tried to warn the people in power, since she was cursed so that they wouldn't believe her, she was unable to avert those tragedies. So keep that in mind. The second thing is very similar, that ignoring anything that comes to us in a premonition is always very risky. We don't always have control over what the blood bids us do. So sometimes you have to trust it.
I see. We'll let that sink in. And she'll kind of do her little bow and say, well, I've taken too much of your time up already. If you'll excuse me, I'll leave now. And she'll turn to go towards the door.
Rolling off a bit of your six hits on your insight roll, you know that on some level she was testing you to see your level of interest, see whether or not you would be a interesting or worthy recruit to learn more. Anything else you want from your giant hit of many dice?
As Missy gets to the door, she'll turn around and work. She'll say, thank you for your information, and I'll seek out other sources to learn from. Art's been muttering about the Bahari a lot, so I guess I can ask him as well. Thank you.
She raises an eyebrow about that, but says nothing and just gives you a small nod and bids you good evening.
Matt, miss you. She'll leave.
Okay. Anything else you want to know off of your 6 hits that you got on the prince?
Well, I mean, it's... You've already stated... Well, let's see what you've already stated. That it's clear she's one of them. It's clear she's the leader of them here. Here in the city.
It's clear from your contextual clues that you've had previously, not specifically from the insight, mm-hmm. but okay. Yes.
Okay. She knows more than she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about cults, but cults usually let anybody in. She talked about religion, and they usually let anybody in. So I guess if she's part of the Bahari, why didn't she offer being in to Missy? And I think Missy's, that you said, she realizes she's being tested. I don't know. How does one prove themselves worthy? That's a concept she's never explored. She's just always been.
Unworthy?
No, she's never thought of herself as worthy or unworthy. She just exists. I mean, I think she thinks other people think she's unworthy, given the Camarilla didn't like that she was embraced so young, given her mother didn't really care for her or love her, and the abuses that she suffered, and then the horrific embrace and all that. I don't think she's like ever sat down and said, oh, that shouldn't have happened to me. I think it's just she's more likely thought, meh, it happened to me. It just happened. That's it. That's just the way it goes. So I don't think she's ever explored whether she's worthy or unworthy, or thought about even how to prove herself worthy.
A thing that will come to Missy's mind that rolls off of those 6 successes you had earlier in this question of whether or not you are worthy is the last time you had a conversation with the prince about, in that case, it was about blood sorcery. She had you drink from a special container that had some blood that made you lose your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this additional context, you know, that was also part of the test.
She's going to exit the room. She'll probably stand outside the door while thinking about all of this. And she's not quite sure what to do. She'll probably think on it more. And if she comes up with something, she'll come back to the prince and talk again.
Cool.
Maybe perseverance and determination will prove worthy. I don't know.
Hard to say. Hmm. Hard to say. Well, you do know about the idea of the 3 gardens, and Missy does know that she's had a lot of suffering in her life. So that could be part of the why.
Oh.
Maybe that suffering is what makes you worthy, or at least potentially worthy.
Hmm.
There's also hope and renewal, but you found a monument to suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the prince or this cult values that one more than the other two.
Hmm.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
So you got any questions that are relevant to her 6 hits of insight?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, you have to have some. I'm not asking the right one.
I'm not actually here, so...
Just ask.
Your questions are your questions.
Just ask. As a player, not as Art, just as a player, what would you have asked? Yeah.
What was the blood that drove you crazy? Like, blood isn't supposed to do that except certain kinds, so...
Hmm.
You could roll intelligence and occult if you want to...
And clearly, you know, the prince has access to that, so... What does that mean?
With one success, I'm sorry, you're not gonna have a...
I don't have a lot in occult.
Your education on all things kindred is sorely lacking in a lot of areas.
Right? Fucking Rosemary. Yeah. I'm a dunce, too.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Nope.
She thought it was a good idea at the time.
Hmm.
It is the 29th of November, 2023. We're real close to having to change that to 2024, and it frightens me.
It happens. It has to happen.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, for us, it's like, oh my gosh, another year of doing this? It's just amazing.
It makes me wonder how I've been punished with this.
Well, I've been enjoying it.
Oh, me too. But don't tell anybody. I've got a reputation to maintain.
Exactly. Yeah. Edit button.
How do I... okay. Barring what happened with Baron... What's his last name? Watson?
Walters?
Walton?
Walters?
Walton. I was stuck on Walter, and I'm like, that's not right. That's the other guy.
Okay.
This Vampire the Masquerade Chronicle is a non-official, fan-created work by the Without a Net podcast. Portions of the materials used in this actual play are the copyrights and trademarks of Paradox Interactive AB and are used with their permission. All rights are reserved. For any further information in those regards, or maybe upcoming releases, you can find them at worldofdarkness.com.